This evening I want to briefly discuss the fact that Jesus is exalted, that Jesus is the King, that Jesus has the authority to dictate on this earth what He wills. Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 24, He says, "Everyone," after going down a nice long sermon, that we know is the Sermon on the Mount, he says, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house. But it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against the house. And it fell, and great was the fall of it." And when Jesus had finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching. For he was teaching them as one who had authority, and not as the scribes. As we know through reading the rest of the Gospels, Jesus continued his ministry. He continued to live a life that was perfect and right on this earth. Having been crucified and risen the third day before he ascended up into the heavens to take his rightful place at the right hand of God, he gave this commission to his disciples in Matthew chapter 28 and the 16th verse, beginning, "And now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him." Why? Because he was the Lord. But some doubted. As we discussed earlier, I said Stan was making it rather difficult to talk about a lot of things this evening. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven," all authority in heaven and on earth, "has been given to me." And then he gives his disciples something to do. And this is very important, and this is why I'm up here speaking this evening, is to give this invitation. "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." If you're here this evening and have not begun your walk as a child of God, there is something that you need to do. First, you need to hear the word as you have this evening and understand that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. You must believe that word. First, you should hear in Romans 10:17 and also Hebrews 11, verse 6, as we discussed this evening. You must believe. You must believe that he existed, that God does exist, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You must repent of your past sins. Acts 17:30. You must confess that Jesus is the Christ in order to be saved as well. Romans 10:9-10. You must be baptized in order to be saved, as our Lord has also given us. 1 Peter 3:21-22. But if you have begun that walk and you have not remained faithful as you should, you must needs confess those sins if they are private between you and the Lord, if they're public. Let us help you pray for those things. 1 John 2:1-6. And that is the invitation for this evening. If we can help you in any of these manners, come, and while we stand and while we sing.